Thank you, and good morning. Welcome once again to the radio program from the Independence Baptist Church of Forestdale, Missouri. We're glad you're listening this morning, and it is our prayer that you receive a blessing from hearing another portion of the precious Word of God. We would like to take this opportunity to invite you to our church services today. Our Sunday school begins this morning at 10 o'clock with regular classes for all ages, and we know that you can feel free to bring your families, bring your Bibles, and study the Word of God in our Sunday school classes this morning. At 11 o'clock this morning, we have our morning worship services, and you're invited to come to this service. At 4 o'clock this afternoon, we meet again for our afternoon prayer service, and then at 4:30 for our evening worship. Our midweek Bible study is at 7 o'clock each Wednesday evening, so you're invited to come to these services, and we know that you'll receive a blessing from being in the house of God. And we understand that if you want to hear the truth of what the Bible says, then you can come to the services at the Independence Baptist Church. This morning, we would like to bring a message from the book of Luke, chapter 10. Begin our reading in verse 17, and we'd like to think about the subject, Does Jesus Know You? Now, the title of the message is this, Does Jesus Know You? Now, it's not us knowing Jesus, but the title of the message is, Does Jesus Know You? Sometimes people say, you must know Jesus before you can go to heaven. But the Bible says, Jesus must know you before you can go to heaven. The point here is that knowledge does not save anybody. Jesus is the one that saves. A person can learn everything there is to learn about Jesus and still be lost, for knowledge does not save. There's nothing wrong with knowledge, and I think we need more of the true knowledge of God. But true knowledge comes after salvation and not before. Let's read to you here in the book of Luke, chapter 10. And in our reading, we're going to begin our reading in verse 17, but perhaps some background of this scripture would be very helpful. You see, at this point in the book of Luke, chapter 10, Jesus sent out 70 disciples. He sent them out two by two. He sent them to go into the places whither he himself would come. And he gave these 70 the power to do miracles. He gave them the power to cast out devils and to heal all kinds of sickness and all kinds of disease. And after a while, the 70 returned to Jesus, and that's where we want to pick up in the book of Luke, chapter 10, and verse 17. The Bible said, and the 70 returned again with joy, saying, Lord, even the devils are subject unto us through thy name. Now notice in verse 17, the book of Luke 10, verse 17, that when the 70 come back to Jesus, they're filled with joy. And notice why they are filled with joy. Well, they say, Lord, even the devils are subject unto us through thy name. In other words, these 70 are full of joy because they have seen the result of God's power working in them. Now, we might say there's nothing wrong with that. Well, that's probably true, but let's go on with our reading and see what Jesus said about it. Verse 18, and he said unto them, Jesus says unto them, I beheld Satan as lightning fall from heaven. Behold, I give unto you power to tread upon serpents and scorpions, and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. Verse 20, notwithstanding in this rejoice not. Now remember that in verse 17 that the disciples had returned again with joy, saying that even the devils are subject unto us through thy name. But Jesus says unto them, in this thing rejoice not, that the spirits are subject unto you. Now notice what he says, but rather rejoice because your names are written in heaven. And the point here is that results we count as being very good. But Jesus says the thing that is the most important of all is that Jesus knows us, that our names are written in the Lamb's book of life. You see, a lot of people get things all crossways and backwards, and a lot of churches do too. They want to do things that are very important. But the most important thing of all is knowing that our names are written in the Lamb's Book of Life. You know, it's one thing for men to approve men, but it's another thing altogether for God to approve men. If you would, look in the book of Acts 22. Acts chapter 2 and verse 22. And in this place, the Apostle Peter is preaching on the day of Pentecost. And he's going to say something very remarkable in this verse. Acts 2, verse 22. Ye men of Israel, hear these words. Jesus of Nazareth, a man, now look, a man approved of God among you by miracles and wonders and signs, which God did by him in the midst of you, as ye yourselves also know. Notice in Acts 2:22 that Peter says Jesus was approved of God. Now I have this question. Did men approve of Jesus? And you know yourself that in that day, Jesus was despised and rejected of men. That's what the prophecy was concerning him, and that's exactly what came to place. The important thing to notice here is that it's not necessarily important that men accepted Jesus, but rather that God accepted Jesus so that Jesus could accept those that God had given to him. You see, the important thing is not necessarily whether you know who Jesus is, but it's very important that God knows you. And that's the question this morning. When we talk about people being saved, and there's a lot of people that say that they believe in Jesus and that they know who Jesus is, but does Jesus know them? You know, that's what's really important. The Bible tells us in the book of 2 Timothy chapter 2 and verse 15 that we ought to study to show ourselves approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. And so it's very important that we are known of God, not necessarily just that we know God. Look with me now in this place, the book of Matthew chapter 7. In the book of Matthew chapter 7, the Bible said here, beginning in verse 21. Matthew chapter 7, verse 21. The Bible says, not everyone that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he that doeth the will of my Father which is in heaven. Now read verse 22. Many will say to me in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in thy name? And in thy name cast out devils, and in thy name done many wonderful works. Verse 23. And then will I profess unto them, I never knew you. Depart from me, ye that work iniquity. Now, the Bible is telling us here in the book of Matthew chapter 7, verse 21 through 23, that there are many lost people who are able to do miracles, who, and the word prophesy in verse 22 is speaking of preaching or teaching or declaring the word of God. But there are lost people that have prophesied in the name of Jesus Christ. They have cast out devils in the name of Jesus Christ. And in the name of Jesus Christ, they have done many wonderful works. In other words, these people know who Jesus is. These people know how to tap into the power of God. But God doesn't know them. And those people are going to wind up in hell. Now, someone would say, well, that doesn't hardly seem quite right because, you know, if you do good, then you'll go to heaven. That's not what the Bible says at all. The Bible said there's none good. No, not one. The Bible tells us here in the book of Matthew 7 in verse 22 that there are going to be a lot of preachers that will die and go to hell. Here are people, here are preachers that have preached the Word of God during their life, but they did not know Jesus Christ as their own personal Lord and Savior, and they will die and spend their eternity in a lake of fire. There's people that have cast out devils. There's people that have done many wonderful works in the name of Jesus Christ. You say, well, I don't understand that. The purpose of it is this. You see, there is a marked difference in God blessing the people that declare His Word and God blessing His Word. You see, a lost person can declare the marvelous works of God and God bless what He said, because God always blesses His Word. God always blesses truth regardless of who declares it. We know this, that the Bible declares that it's not right for a woman to be a preacher or a pastor. Now that's what the Bible says, for the Bible says that the pastor, that is the bishop, is to be the husband of one wife. Now, can a woman take that position and take that place and declare the message of the gospel and the truth of the Word of God? Why, sure, if she knows it, she can. But that doesn't mean that God is going to bless her because of what she's doing. She's in the wrong place. God will bless His Word. God will always bless truth. You see, it's important. Not necessarily that we know Jesus, but it's very, very important that He knows who we are. Now, the Bible tells us in the book of John chapter 3 about our position before God. And here we find John the Baptist doing the talking. And here there are some people that have come to John and they're concerned about him and about him losing popularity. And they say in John 3, verse 25, "And then there arose a question between some of John's disciples and the Jews about purifying. And they came to John and said unto him, Rabbi, he that was with thee beyond Jordan, to whom thou bearest witness, behold, the same baptizeth, and all men come to him." See, these people are concerned about John's popularity, but John is not concerned about his popularity at all. Verse 27, John answered and said, "A man can receive nothing, except it was given him from heaven. Ye yourselves bear me witness that I said, I am not the Christ, but that I am sent before him. He that hath the bride is the bridegroom, but the friend of the bridegroom, which standeth and heareth him, rejoiceth greatly because of the bridegroom's voice. This my joy, therefore, is fulfilled." And you can compare John's joy with the joy of the 70 disciples who returned and were rebuked of Jesus. Verse 30, John says, "He must increase, I must decrease." And that's the way that it is. Men today are seeking popularity. Even preachers are seeking popularity. But we need to make Jesus popular. We need to speak of Him. We need to declare His glory and His honor. For we are nothing but sowers of the seed. And that's what we need to be, is sowers of the seed. Well, this morning we'll ask you this question. Do you know Jesus? And the title of the message is, "Does Jesus Know You?" If you're lost, trust Jesus Christ and you can be saved. We see that our time has slipped away from us again today. We do invite you again to come to the services at the Independence Baptist Church of Forestdale, Missouri. And we trust that this message has been a blessing to your heart. Thank you now for listening.